For the 94th episode, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Sanibonani Dumelang Abusheni Moloni Bonjour from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi. Wherever you are streaming us, welcome to this edition of Mjolnir's X Podcast. Here speaking is your boy Mlungu Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. We are chilling at a very beautiful store. We'll share the information of where our location is. We're invited now. These days, but invited, they think we are cool. And I think it's
right.
Because we have formed this audio couple goals type of vibes with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Oh, Scooby, hi.
How are you?
I'm just loving this shop.
I am loving everything about the store. It is absolutely amazing.
It's absolutely. If you happen to be in the Newtown Mall, step into the just opposite Capello and the McCafe McDonald's. Mm-hmm. It's a very beautiful shop, guys.
You love it. You love everything that they have in the store. If you want clothing, if you want artwork, if you want African-inspired jewelry.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Everything is African inspired.
Yeah, and it's also it also stems from the concept of back to the city, right?
Yeah.
So big shout out to Osmic, who we are told that is the brains, boss, person behind the store. I think it's absolutely amazing. I think
the concept of the store. Back to the City is based on the Back to the City
hip-hop
music festival.
It's really beautiful.
They are literally giving back to the city with these type of stores because the people who run them don't pay rent.
Yes.
And they're different designers and different artists.
Lovely.
And, yeah, they can come and showcase their stuff in these stores. So they are... It's more than just the name. It goes beyond just the name.
Yes,
they are literally giving back to the city.
I love it.
I think it's
and it's something we need to do. Something we need to do automatically. You'll see why I am auto queuing the auto
Mila with the pump.
Yes, with the auto version. But I think a place which you can automatically sort of engage us is our social media platforms, once again, and you're going to be highly interactive with us. Let me cue this auto for this lady. Oskubi, what are we automatically talking about today?
Today we're talking about something I have never heard of.
Ha!
Until we were talking about the diary for this podcast. Autosexuality.
Yeah, bo.
I think I had thought I knew everything about sex and sexuality
until
I heard about something called autosexuality.
Yeah.
Now, autosexuality is when people are attracted to themselves
more
than they're attracted to other people.
Yeah, bo.
They might prefer masturbation than to actual cloth with somebody else.
Yeah.
Now, this does not mean that they're not attracted
to the other person.
People. No. They just prefer a party for... They just prefer having a party for one, you know, instead of making it an actual party.
Yeah. I think we're going to have a conversation. We had to rope in our resident psychologist just to give us... the nuance of this conversation. But I think one of the questions I'll definitely ask him is, one sexologist said that all of us have an autosexuality in us at some point. And we'll think about because I mean, like we're saying, right? Maybe not. Let's talk to JP.
We'll have this conversation.
JP Mwaler for the 94th time. Welcome to Mjolnir Sex Podcast.
Hey, hello, JP. How are you doing?
We are on autopilot. How are you? JP, we're talking broader. Just take us to the actual thing. What, when we talk about autosexuality, what are we talking about? Is it as complex as we think it is?
Yeah, I think Lakshmi actually gave us such a great definition that it means that people are just more attracted to themselves than to other people. They prefer masturbation over having sex with a partner. So it's interesting. So you use fantasies about yourself when having sex in order to orgasm. And you fantasize about yourself when you're masturbating instead of watching porn. You prioritize masturbation and quality time with yourself over the pursuit of dates. You have erotic dreams about yourself. You love having sex in front of a mirror. And you're attracted to people who look like you. So that is basically what it is.
JP, what are the... Is it a good or a bad thing? And I would assume maybe they are, but... If they are, what is the positive and what is the negative of autosexuality?
Yeah, so it's actually perfectly healthy. It's a sexual desire. In fact, it can be actually quite liberating and empowering because you have so much eroticism with yourself. So autosexuality is not a character trait, so don't worry for me. But you don't get to choose to be autosexual, just like you don't get to choose to be gay, straight, or asexual or trans. But it is very different from narcissism. So a lot of people think that it's narcissistic, but autosexuality is in great contrast. It is a sexual orientation or is an umbrella term that describes various sexual behaviors and beliefs that are directed towards oneself, with no reference to one's self-esteem, their empathy for others, or their need for others' validation. So it's not narcissistic.
But it does sound a bit narcissistic, especially if now, like you said earlier, that people who are autosexual are usually attracted to people that look like themselves. For me, that is a display of narcissistic behavior. I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into it.
So when narcissism have an inflated sense of their own importance, and a desperate need for excessive attention, admiration, and validation from others. So with autosexuality, it's more from yourself.
Oh, I see.
That's the difference. So it's not like forcing it on someone else. It's not like this grandiose thing that you're like a god. It's just that you like having sex with yourself and masturbating and things like that. So... they say also narcissism is a personality characteristic and a way of interacting with one's world that
sense.
Is very much about self-promotion, maintaining a certain prized image of themselves and outwardly to others, maintaining control or power. So this is not like that. You're not having control or power over everything and everyone. It's not like this grandiose, like you're godly or something like that. That is what narcissism is. Where autosexuality is just a sexual orientation.
Okay, I get that, but now how if I'm sitting in my bedroom one night and I want to pleasure myself, and this is something that I've been doing for the longest of time, you know. So how then can I tell the difference between me just preferring to pleasure myself and to actually now classifying myself as an autosexual? Is there a distinct distinction between being an autosexual and just being somebody who prefers...
Characteristics of autosexuals are, essentially, JP.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. We all masturbate.
Yeah.
You know.
From time to time.
Yeah, from time to time. And then there are those people who do it with
more frequency than
the rest of us. So, are they autosexual, or is there a distinction between the two? Or are they interlinked?
Somewhere, somehow.
Like Mlu said, what are the characteristics of an autosexual?
So, I think if you masturbate and then you fantasize, and you fantasize about other people, and you fantasize about your perfect girl or boy or whatever, I think then... you know you're not autosexual, but if you just imagine yourself and your own body parts and yourself being naked without watching porn, without imagining someone else, any partner for that matter, then and that makes it also sexual. So if you prioritize, and let's say somebody asks you for a date, you would rather say, no, I'd rather just like motivate myself, even though they say, but we can have sex tonight, you know, whatever. And you're just like, okay. I'd rather want to do it myself tonight, you know. I'd rather say no and then masturbate at home, you know.
Yeah.
So I think if you have erotic dreams about just yourself, you know, and if you are having sex, you like look at yourself in the mirror and you're just like, oh yes, I'm so beautiful. Look at me, and erotic desires about yourself, then it makes it autosexual. But if you think at all with another partner or with a group or anything, then it's not autosexual.
Okay.
I see. JP, I know statistically, where are we in terms of autosexuals? I still maintain my reservations and my thought that based on what you've sort of articulated and explained with autosexual, I think at some point, some more than others, we have autosexual traits. So what are the numbers saying into how popular is it? And also, JP, and in the long run, is it, because you mentioned being narcissist, right? I'm just thinking, isn't it more self-centered, more pompous, more I do not need the next person? Because my question ultimately is, how does it affect, because if Khumi says, so this person can have a partner, something tells me it will affect a relationship, because the person doesn't necessarily need the other person to pleasure themselves. Am I correct?
Yeah, you're definitely correct. And currently we don't have that about it, because a lot of people don't know how to define it, and then they'd rather just go under the asexual umbrella.
Oh, okay.
So we currently don't have specific stats for autosexual. But your orientation is what it is. It's not a medical condition or a problem that needs to be solved. There's no known cause for an orientation. But remember, whether in behavior or in sexual orientation, autosexual identities are natural variations of human sexuality that deserve respect and understanding. So if you talk to your partner, it's not like you won't have sex with them. You will. But that's what, like when you guys do a compromising, you know, when you're like, okay, I will sometimes have sex with you, but sometimes I want to masturbate myself, you know, or be by myself when I masturbate and things like that. So I do think it can cause some challenges, especially if your partner don't like it, that you masturbate, or is jealous when you masturbate, or things like that, you know. But I do think you can then, again, just respect and talk about it, like, what does it mean for you? Why is it your sexual orientation? And what do you prefer from it? So you want to masturbate alone, or you need certain time with yourself at night, or whatever. Just so that everybody knows where they stand with each other. But as can be said, they do have sex with other partners as well. So it's not like they like sex is out and they won't do it. They will. They just prefer it masturbating themselves.
Interesting, JP. Finally, before, I think you touched on it, maybe if there are other ways, if your partner is an autosexual, how do you ensure that it doesn't affect the relationship? I think you already highlighted and alluded to one key element, which is communication, which is important. What are some of the other things that couples can do in order to ensure that autosexuality is embraced in their relationship?
JP, building
on what Lou said, can autosexuality be embraced in a relationship?
Oh, yes.
Definitely. It's just the sexuality preference. So it doesn't mean that you can make compromises. It's just like some gay people who are married in a straight marriage, but they are gay, you know, and then later they're like, no, it doesn't work, or they're gay, or whatever. So I do think a lot of people will hide it as well. And I think if you can talk about it, it just makes it so much easier for everybody to understand, first of all. So first of all, explain what it means to you. explain to that person what it is so that they have a better understanding. And then secondly, put up a schedule for both, you know. You can have your sex if your partner wants it. But then also, okay, but please give me my masturbation time when I want it, you know.
Yeah.
So I do think it's a give and take, like in all relationships. But can they have a relationship? Definitely, yes. And I do think they will also love the other person. It won't be a fake love. It's just that when it comes to having sex, it's just like they're more interested in their own masturbation.
Okay.
Interesting.
And I think JP will pocket there. I think that's a conversation that definitely will develop and conversation that definitely a lot of us will begin to have and begin to understand the complexities of all of those. And I think maybe this is just the base that we're trying to sort of create to say, like we always say many a times, JP, sex is fluid. And it's not really black and white. It's not really left and right. It's not really male and female. So there's a whole lot of a lot of element to sexuality. And I think autosexuality is just one where we are going to slowly, the not so distant future, begin to hear more of. Once again, JP, thank you for your amazing insights once again.
Definitely. Thank you so much. No, I agree totally with you. I think you're totally right.
All right, JP. Thank you so much for your time. I hope you are, next month you're going to get an invite to our 100th episode. We hope to see you, JP.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you so much.
And he also has a ride, ne?
Yeah, in the Mustang.
Please.
Yeah. Please. Definitely. We can do it. All
right. So you're picking us up?
Yes! Yes.
That's just a given.
Say yes. When and where and I'm there.
Ah, you see? You're on record, literally. Fantastic. You're on record. JP, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity, guys.
All right. Cheers, thank JP. You. Fascinating conversation, Oskumi. I think we've always said it. I think now, I mean, we sound like a broken record when we keep saying this. Sexuality, guys, is not governed. It's not as easy. It's not as cast in stone, right? And I think autosexual, like you were saying, I mean, when you introduced it, something that we really are not sure, or you get surprised, but when you start looking at the characteristics, you start realizing, Khore, that's why I still maintain, at some point, hey man, I also do this, but does it mean that I'm...
I thought I was fluent in sexuality.
Yep.
Until I started learning the different types of sexual orientations that are there.
Yeah.
Sexuality, like you said, it's fluid.
Fluid. Fluid.
It's not set in stone.
Yep.
Yes, you might be a man attracted to a woman. You might be a woman attracted to men. But within that relationship, there are different other sexual aspects and elements to it.
Yep.
It is not just you're attracted to this person, full stop, kofedile, continue. There are other elements to it.
And it is okay.
It is okay. It does not mean you're a freak.
It's okay.
No, it does not mean you're different. There are other people, trust when I say there are other people out there in the world who feel the same way that you do.
Exactly.
Who have the same urges that you have.
Yeah.
You know, it's just maybe a matter of finding them and finding that community and finding support within that community. But you're not the only one.
Yeah.
There are other people who feel the way that you do. And it doesn't mean you're odd. It doesn't mean you're different. It doesn't mean you're strange or weird or any other adjective that you can attach to that. It just means that you prefer what you prefer.
And it's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, and hence I said we always big up the LGBTIQ+. We must always because they provide all this insight. Yeah. All of this they provide and so much more. And say what you must, but I always believe sexuality is an individual thing. And if individually you feel the way you feel, it's cool. Feel please be comfortable. And this, you can rest assured, this space is a safe space. This is a safe space. We're not judging. In fact, we are cool when you teach us new things. And we're
always willing to.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't even know about autosexuality.
You understand?
I didn't even know such a thing. I knew about asexuality.
Yeah, so autosexuality. So,
like,
so
you know, we keep learning.
We're learning. And we hope you're learning with us. A place you can continue the learning is our social media platforms. Right, Roscomi?
Yeah, no. You can still find us on Facebook.
Yebo.
Yebo. Or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Yes.
Or you can find us at our beautiful forever home, www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mcholo, and you can get to hear this and many, many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to JP. It's guys, 6 episodes to 100. We are highly appreciative of that. We're also climbing quite rapidly to 150,000 listens now.
Yeah.
Big thank you, guys. Big thank you to all. When we say from Cape to Cairo, literally, it's exactly
that's
that.
Exactly
thing.
What we
yeah, it's exactly.
Via New Zealand.
Via New Zealand, via India, and Abu Dhabi, and all these places. Thank you so much for listening to us and giving us an ear. We're highly appreciative of that. The PSAs are over once again. Guys, please make sure. Condomize. Drink lots of water. The weather patterns are quite warm now. So please make sure. Drink lots and lots of water. And yeah, Khumi, that's where we... They're adults, right?
Bona. You know what to do.
Thank you.
We can't be teaching you everything.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. But if you see us on the streets, do know that this one speaking is a boy, Mdungu Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese crop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And he's got a sweater wrapped around his neck.
Suave, guys, it's suave. Suave. Suave.
I'm still going to be saying, I still don't have a clue.
Love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.